Welcome back.
Welcome to the Tay Time Bumcast, because I look like a bum if you're watching
and me
it.
And too.
Nicola is looking good as always, every time. Look,
Whereas you're here like I'm, showing off shoulder, giving a shoulder.
There's no shoulder to show.
Tricep.
I'm literally
bicep,
I'm just
beard.
Lazy. My beard. I can't wait to get a trim.
Christian Dior chain.
No. My weekly stand-up is I am excited to finally get a haircut on Thursday.
That's not something that happened to you in the past
no
week.
Yes, it happened to me mentally, because I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh my god, you look like such a bum, like what are you doing with yourself? And then like my beard is all a mess, my like, you know you're due for trim when your mustache hair and your beard hair keeps going into your mouth. That's when you know you're overdue for a trim. And like, you're looking crusty. I look crusty. I know I look crusty, guys. Don't worry.
You don't look crusty. Well,
you guys literally won't even see me looking not crusty, because we're going to record this episode and we're going to record another episode. Not
still crusty.
Today. Still, as in still crusty. And then after I get my trim, by the time I get back, my trim is probably already be gone. It'll last
crusty
like two.
Again.
It's like two business days, because I only get
Have they ever seen you look low, actually good on this podcast?
I don't think so. Because I always get low taper fade now, yeah, because I'm growing my hair out, because I want to do something with it. But yeah, so like my hair just lasts like two business days, not even like maybe one and a half, and it's just done.
Yeah.
So, and the business days include the weekends, by the way. So, because we working every day. We grinding. But what's your weekly stand-up?
If you're watching, honestly, it's one of those episodes where I hope people aren't actually watching, because I have like a nest in my hair. It's been a rough weekend, and that's my weekly stand-up. I went to see Davido.
Oh, really? Did you?
I did. And you know what? Farouk hyped up Davido for me, because he went without me.
And I had a great time.
And he had like such a fabulous time. Best concert in my
life. It was the best concert I've ever been.
Best concert in my life. And I'm like, okay, so my turn now. So I went, and it wasn't the best concert of my life.
It's not my fault he didn't bring out like all of Nigeria, you know? Like,
but I don't even think it's bringing people out, because I think the crowd just wasn't really feeling
it.
It
wasn't as good, yeah.
Like, they just kind of weren't really vibing like that.
They didn't have years of lockdown, and then there was our first concert outside of lockdown to really enjoy it.
But I don't know,
that's what happened for us anyway. Like,
I get it, but like, do you know Rema? Like, it wasn't like hyped up the entire time, but when they were hype up songs, everyone was hyped up.
Yeah, it was a vibe.
Whereas I felt like Champion Sound got a little spike in the, you know.
That's crazy that song did not go crazy. And even
it went crazy, but not as crazy as I would have expected at all.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't as... Oh, there was no oomph.
Oh,
and this girl decided, like, in the middle of the pit, she was finna be in the pit, and then she gave this guy that was right in front of me her phone to record her, and this guy's, like, backing out into me. I'm like, huh? And then this guy who was behind me, he's like, oh, yo, you're in her way. And then he went back to his space, and I was like, I'm still getting crushed. You did nothing. It was just kind of embarrassing for me.
That's embarrassing.
So I just like moved to the side awkwardly.
Awkward.
Anyways, that was my weekly stand-up. Child, I was in London. Yeah, it was a good time. London was lit in London. Oh, I need to post actually on Instagram so people will know that I was in London. Anyways, you guys are here for the story times. This is our monthly anticipated episode,
yeah,
that everybody loves.
The first episode of
so
the month.
Much.
Your free story time, because the rest are gated, price gated underneath Patreon.
Go subscribe to our Patreon.
Go subscribe to
on
Patreon.
On that note.
Just the goddamn story.
On to the first story of today. So, my boyfriend invited his girlfriend back up to our place after they had dinner for wine while I was sleeping. How would you feel in this situation? My boyfriend went out to dinner with one of his friends, who is a girl. I've known about her since the beginning because she's an acquaintance, but by no means at all are they close friends. And this is the first time that they've ever hung out in the 3 years that me and him have been together. We all live in LA now. They grew up in the same country in Europe, but they didn't know each other while they were growing up. My boyfriend went back to his home country for the holidays and left one of his credit cards at his parents' house. This girl picked it up as she was still there and heading back to the US shortly after. So they were meeting for him to pick up the card. Anyways, he left for dinner around 9 p.m. and our door opens at 1:35 a.m. and I'm awoken by them coming in. I thought, okay, maybe she needs to use the bathroom. Nope, I hear a bottle of wine open. They've been sitting drinking wine and talking for the last 45 minutes and I'm just in the bedroom in absolute disbelief. I'm feeling really fiery and honestly, like, this crossed the line for me, but before I unleash, I think maybe it's better to cool down and get some outside perspective.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm joking. That's pretty normal.
Huh?
Nicholas, like, what the hell do you even mean?
Repeat.
It sounds like you're just having fun, honestly. Like, it looks like they were just having a good time and they didn't want the good time to end. You know, they're just like having laughs.
Just bring it back to my place with a bottle of wine and my girlfriend sleeping.
But isn't that like better because they went to her, like they went to his place knowing the girlfriend was there.
Yeah, wake me up. Wake me up.
Whereas if they had gone to like her place having a bottle of wine, okay, that's a little bit sketchy.
I get what you're saying. You know, like. But maybe they're at her house beforehand. Do you know what I mean?
No, but like the thing is, they went back to his place knowing the girlfriend is there and just then, which means it was just fun. It was not mischievous, it was not malicious.
Okay,
it was just
okay.
Fun.
Let me ask you a question. Would you do it?
No, because I know you're crazy. Precisely. Like, so, like,
because there's something inherently wrong, obviously.
No, because I know you're crazy. I don't think it's a negative thing. It sounds like, once again, it's like if like me and my boy met up, whatever, had a good time, and then I'm like, yo, let's go back to my place, like, let's continue having a good time, have a laugh,
and you'd play some games. You'd wake me up.
No, I'd obviously try to not like make noise. I would probably not go to our place just not to wake you up. I'd go to his place, but obviously in his situation I can understand why he's like, that's probably gonna look bad, let's go to my place, which is why I feel even more that's not malicious due to the fact that he's like I can't go to your place on our ones, that's not a good idea. Let us go to my place where my girlfriend is. Did you get me?
I'm just trying to read through the comments here.
Who cares about the comments? This is because our show. This isn't
I get
the Reddit
it.
Comments situation.
I get it, because it's like, there's a split opinion on like, okay, I'd be bothered, I wouldn't be bothered, right? But the thing is, like, if she wanted to and was bothered, she could have went outside.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's her house too. I'm like, hey guys, what are you doing?
And then they'd be like, oh, we just here
having such a good time, aren't you?
Oh, you're having such a good time.
Or, because obviously, like, socializing at 3 a.m. is not, like, when I'm woken up, is, like, going to piss me off. So I'd just be like, hey, can you guys keep it down? Like,
yeah.
You know?
And it's like, oh, shit, sorry.
That would be so awkward. Like, that would be so awkward.
No, like, once again, that's valid. Honestly, I think it is a valid thing to be like, oh, hey guys, you mind just, like, being quiet or whatever. But I do think also, like, his situation is justified in the sense as in, like, I think, like, if they had gone to her place on her ones, I still think that's fine, but like, I think it's like you're allowing yourself for some shady situation, as in, like, once your girlfriend hears about it, you know, you're gonna smack. So, and she's gonna find it hard to believe anything you say, but I think the fact that he came to that place is very, like, it means that he was aware that, yo, it probably looks weird. Like, I know she's sleeping, but it would look more weird for me to go to her place at this time than for her to come to my place, even though we might disturb her. And that's what makes me think
that
I feel like it makes it more justifiable that it was just a situation of like, yo, this is a good time, let's continue having this good time at my house with my woman.
But I just feel... I get it. I just feel like I personally would be like, oh, you know, I don't want to disturb my partner at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I get
so
you.
So let's just call it a night kind of thing, not open a bottle of wine at 3 a.m.
Yeah, no, that, which is also obviously it's like a thing. It's like, why are you like, yeah, like you can just cut it. But I think
it's my wine too.
Yeah, but I also think at the same time, as I said, like, so usually you know yourself when you're having like a good time, you just want to continue having a good time.
Oh, it's not gonna continue a good time at home, like.
Oh, but you do, because you just keep having a laugh, you keep talking.
Yeah, but
like,
you're
whatever.
Not meant to talk, like, and wake me up.
That's the thing, yeah, you know.
So the vibe is ruined. So go home.
fair. But that's my point anyway on it.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think if they obviously went to her house would have been so shady.
Yeah.
But like at 3 a.m. it's time to go to bed.
1:35 to be specific.
Like it's time to go to bed.
Well, 1:35 is a pretty okay time.
It's time to go to bed.
Continue.
Go home.
Go home, please.
Go home, please. On to the next story. So it's a little bit interesting. Okay. I'm black and my family doesn't accept my white boyfriend. What should I do? I'm 17 years old and I've been dating my boyfriend who's also 17 for a few months now. The major issue is that he's white and all of my previous boyfriends have been black. I didn't think race was a big deal, so I never mentioned to my family that my new boyfriend was white before they met him. I'm the only sister and have 4 brothers, 2 older, 2 younger. My mom was cordial when she met my boyfriend, but I could tell she wasn't thrilled. My dad refused to even meet him or eat dinner with us, saying I'm betraying myself and my background. I lied and told my boyfriend my dad was just sick to avoid the awkward conversation. My oldest brother is very into racial justice and black issues, and he's been really angry that I'm dating a white guy now. He's giving me a lot of grief over this relationship. Another older brother who has only dated white and Latina girls is also being hypocritical and keeps glaring at my boyfriend and twisting his words. My younger brothers don't seem to care much either way, though my 11-year-old brother likes my boyfriend and they've played video games together. The worst part is both my older brothers sat my boyfriend down and gave him a hurt our sister and you'll regret it speech that was totally uncalled for and embarrassing. I've tried to explain to my family that I really care about my boyfriend as an individual, not just because of his race, but they aren't listening. His family's more subtle with their disapproval. His mom especially makes snarky comments about me. This whole thing is causing a lot of tension. I don't know how to get my family, especially my dad and oldest brother, to accept my interracial relationship. Any advice on how to deal with the situation would be greatly appreciated.
What do you think as a white woman?
No, you can't ask me.
It's kind of crazy that his family doesn't accept her as well, by the way. It's just like,
yeah,
that was your first sign to leave, Missy.
Like, so we're just gonna mention that and shove it to the
side. Passing, like
okay, it doesn't matter.
But then, like, focus on your family.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, maybe we should talk about the fact that her family.
Maybe this is why your family, you know, is a little.
Because let's be like, oh my God, this is such a crazy topic. And I don't want to delve into this topic because this is a Reddit episode. So I'm not going to delve. I'm going to delve into the story.
Mm-hmm.
The point being that she should probably talk to her parents about the whole situation. But where the parents, like, forget everyone outside of that hypocritical Bunny Brigade brother. Like, probably is coming from a point of like worry and fear of this, like, okay, like there's a lot of XYZ, like, you know, maybe racism, XYZ, whatever. And like, this is something that we've gone through, like your ancestors have gone through, whatever. And this is like, whatever. And obviously there's a point to be made that like, you kind of judge everybody for based off other people's actions and so on and so forth, obviously. And there's absolutely a point to be made there and everything. So it's like, that's a discussion that needs to be had, obviously, within them. But then obviously she also has to really be like, okay, yes, this side is here, but also look at the side as like, why the hell, like his parents also, especially like the mother making snarky remarks and stuff, like that's pretty messed up as well. So like, there's a lot there. I have a lot to say on it, but I'm obviously not going to go into that in the right episodes. I said that's not what this is about. But I think...
I didn't think you'd be down to do, like, a topic on this.
Like...
As a whole episode. Whoa. So I was like, I'll just use this as I write a story.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go into it as a whole topic either.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm thinking. That's like, what I thought. I didn't think you'd be down to do that.
Well, no, we can always do a whole thing. But, like, I think in this scenario, I can see where the parents are coming from and where the oldest brother is coming from. But then the hypocritical one, shut the fuck up. Like, yeah, that's so stupid. But then she has to also look within. It's like, why is she focusing more on her side of the family than being like, yo, like, because clearly, like, this is his first time meeting the parents and the family.
Mm-hmm.
But she's met his parents and the family a few times because she said, his parents are a lot more subtle about it. Mm-hmm. And his mom has made snarky remarks a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So that means she's met that family multiple times before this has happened and allowed all that thing to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that's a lot bigger point of contention. And especially with that happening, it makes the parents and the oldest brother's distrust even more valid.
But if Because,
like, if I that had never,
don't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying, their point of contention is because they're assuming that, right? Mm-hmm. Whether they know him or not, but their assumption happens to be true because it's something that tends to be common.
Yeah, I get you.
So, they're like, this is probably the case, not knowing that that's the case, you know.
But I also do see it as a little bit unfair to assume these
things. Oh no, absolutely. You know? Like there is a point like there, but like depending on like we would need so much more context on like where they are, so on and so forth. Like as in like there are certain places that are definitely a lot more overtly racist than others, like and so like certain people or whatever. So like we'd need so much more context there. But it's crazy that the reason that they don't like this person happens to be true, not of him, but true of his family, you know, which is like one of those things like you have to really consider. So definitely just a little point to be proven.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm not going to comment on this.
Oh, you're not going to comment on it, but you brought it up.
No, I think, I think she should really look into how his family treats her first, because like you said, like this is, if she has met this family a few times,
yeah,
and this has been a continuous treatment that she's noticed, and it doesn't, like, you know, let's address the elephant in the room, not just skim past it, because just because they're low-key racist doesn't make it any better.
Yeah.
Like, at least with her family, she knows exactly where her parents stand, whereas with his family, they're just going to be, like, snarky forever. No, that's...
Yeah, like, exactly. It's pretty messed up.
That is messed up.
It's messed up, guys. It's messed up.
What do you guys think? Have you guys ever dealt with something like this? Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Does that have to do with any of this?
It doesn't. I just felt like saying that. Okay. On to the next story. I am asked to say good morning every day, and I don't like it. Today, my husband got upset with me for not saying good morning when I came downstairs. He said that this is something I usually don't do and that normal couples greet each other in the morning. He said that it sets the tone for the day and that greeting each other makes the day positive for him. I honestly didn't even realize that I'm not doing this. I thought I at least acknowledged him with a hi, but I've never really paid attention to it or thought about it. I don't get it, and I'm hoping to hear from other people who feel that way. I'm usually up before my husband, and I start work right away. I wake up motivated and positive most days, so I don't really need someone telling me good morning for it to be a good day. Also, sometimes I will be really excited about an idea work and bring it up to him right when he wakes up, but that's too much and he gets frustrated. So I guess he just wants a good morning and a kiss and that's it. So for those who feel the same way, please help me understand it from his point of view.
Please help us understand from his point of view. Like, do you think it's that deep?
Well, you always say good morning. Good morning, beautiful, to me.
I don't.
I'm hard. Do you know what? I think it'd be so weird to not acknowledge a partner early in the morning. Like,
but the question is, like, what does he mean by not? Like, does she just go like, oh, remember this thing? Like,
I think she just doesn't...
Starts talking. It sounds like she just starts talking, but...
But obviously, it's only when she finds a topic to talk about, right? So if she's just chilling there working and he's going around the kitchen and then leaves...
No, I don't think that's what it is. I think it's like she just starts talking about whatever it is.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like that.
She just jumps into a topic. Instead of being like, hey, she's like, yo, did you know that this XYZ bloody blah or whatever, right?
But would that not be weird too?
Instead of like, no? You don't have to say hello, good morning. Like, I don't like, you know, like.
I've never heard you not say good morning.
Yeah, but that's just.
Not even just to me, to your family, to
everyone. I say it to everybody. But what I'm saying is like, that's just me, like how I do things. But I don't expect others to say good morning to me. Do you understand?
Really?
Yeah, like, do you even say good morning to me? Now I'm trying to think, like, do you?
I say, hey, baby.
Or whatever. Like, more of the story is, like, I don't even deep when people say it, you get me? But I say it all the time.
No, I deep it. If you've said nothing, I'm like, Because in the morning, usually, it's me that walks in the room, and I'm like, hey, like, morning, sunshine. Morning.
But yeah, no, like, I don't know. I don't deep it. So, like, I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things that's, like, it is whatever. Like,
a greeting is nice.
But yeah, no, I do think it is definitely nice. And I'm like, I think it's...
Like, can you imagine in the morning? I go brush my teeth and I come back in the room to get changed and I don't even acknowledge you. Just
no, but I feel like dressed. It's not like you don't acknowledge. It's like you go straight into a topic.
But she said or that he feels like...
No. So like maybe it's like this, all right? You come in and then you're like, oh, today I'm going to be training like XYZ. You know, like you just go straight into like what you're like, because we go to the gym first thing in the morning, right? Yeah. So you're like, oh, I'm training legs today, by the way. And then I was like, and you're like, what are you doing? You know, like, so that's going straight into discussion. So
but I don't know.
I wouldn't think it's weird.
But your brain isn't ready for that. I'm just making sure it's awake. Like, knock, knock.
Like, this is a weird one because I generally don't know if she's the asshole because, like, it's not, because it doesn't sound like she's just not acknowledging. It sounds like, she says, oh, I'm working and then I'm up and at him and whatever. And it sounds like she just talks to him if he comes in.
Yeah, but I feel like there are situations where she just doesn't.
But we can't assume that. We don't know that.
Well, no, because he said that's how he feels.
That's how he feels doesn't mean that's how reality is. Facts don't care about your feelings, Nick.
So she doesn't say good morning when I came downstairs.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it sounds like she just talks to him instead of saying a greeting. She's
like, I thought I at least acknowledged him with the hi, but I never really paid attention to it.
Yes,
so what if he's like, good morning? She's like, you know what I was thinking today?
That's what it's more likely is.
Like, yeah, but that's not very nice. It's like, I love you. So I was thinking that today we should record. You know what I mean?
I get you, but at the same time, I don't. Like, as in, like, I can see where... I don't see the big deal, but I can see where it would be a big deal for some... You get me?
Yeah, I'd bottle it up. And then I'd explode. I'm like, you never say good morning to me.
You don't love me. You just say good morning, beautiful, every day. Now you don't even say beautiful.
Yeah. Ever.
Do you think I'm ugly?
My little brain would be turning like 10,000 miles an hour.
It's like only saying good morning. And it's like, boy, he's dropped the beautiful part. Am I ugly now?
Like, hey, baby.
Am I not your baby anymore?
Yeah, like, what's up with that?
Hey.
Hey. Or like, hey. What was it that, do you know, Kylie Jenner sang to her baby when she walked in the room?
Oh, sunshine or some shit? I don't know.
Something sunshine.
I don't even know. Moving on.
Anyways. I don't think anyone's in the wrong. I think she ended up posting like an update saying that she has no problem doing it. She just wanted an insight.
Yeah.
Because she said that she will take up doing it because obviously this is something that he...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's important.
Like a normal person.
So, yeah. On to the next story. A little bit longer, but anyways.
Fun times.
I asked my fiancé for a prenup and acts hurt by it. What am I missing? I brought up the idea before I even proposed separately. No, let me restart that because I was a little messy. I brought up the idea before I even proposed to separate her money, my money, and our money. I said I think it's a good idea for every couple to have one regardless of income disparity. She agreed that it would be a good idea and that she would do one. A month goes by, she gets drunk one night and asks why I haven't proposed after she said she would sign anything. And I was planning on the proposal when she said this. 1 month after that, I popped the question. 4 to 5 months in total after I brought up the idea again, I brought it up again that I wanted it before the marriage date. And she shuts down. She acts like it's a huge surprise and she said I must not trust her or think she's a gold digger. I explained that I viewed marriage as a state contract, that I wanted to write our own terms rather than the state standard. I consulted with a lawyer about what we should put in it, and he suggested title control, alimony waiver, and cap of attorney fees. She kept saying these are all the things I want, and that she isn't getting a say in it. She wanted, without talking to a lawyer, which I said I would pay for, protection of inheritance, gifts, and a cheating clause, all of which I agreed to. I drew the line when she asked for the clause that current state law applies. She kept saying I was willing to compromise because of that one line, even though I thought I would include a cheating clause, which I have never given one indication I would even think of doing that. She has brought up potentially leaving the relationship for this. I'm not sure how serious she is, though. It's starting to make me wonder why she's getting this weird about a financial contract. For context, I pay for about 80 to 90% of the spending in the relationship, even offered to pay for her nursing school. She is usually not asking for money, though, and she does push back when I do try to pay for things, which is why I'm confused about her drawing an issue with this. What am I missing?
That's a pretty big red flag, I'm not lying.
I think he's kind of treating it like a business merger?
But it is a business merger.
Yeah, but more than a marriage.
He's completely right that it's like it's a government contract.
That was
like
the first comment that popped up, by the way. I didn't actually come up with that.
Oh, yeah. No, but it is like it's more of a like the marriage license, like the whole prenup thing. That's a government contract. Like that has nothing to do. Like the whole loving yourself, loving whatever. That's what you do in like.
You don't trust me.
Whether you're religious, whether you're not religious, the events you do for your wedding, that's your marriage thingy. Right. Mm-hmm. But the contract, you signing it, that's a contract. That's a business thing. That's between you, the government and your partner. Like that is a three-way thing right there. Yeah. You know,
are you all for prenups then?
Absolutely. Like I think it makes sense because like the idea is you would never.
We ain't getting one.
Like, but the point is you would never like if the government was to tell you, right, this is what's going to happen once you die if you don't make your own will or inheritance or whatever, and you are just succumb to this, you'd be like, fuck no, I want to make my own rules for what happens when I die and so on and so forth. So why would you not do the same for your marriage? Why would you let the government decide what happens when your marriage falls apart?
Well, like, isn't it because like obviously I would rather, for example, go through the government and split 50-50 because I don't have anything?
But the thing is like, it's not even 50-50. It's like the government thing is like just more toilsome because they just go like, yeah, they do just say, yeah, just 50-50. But mm-hmm. then there's more to it as in like, okay, you don't agree. You have to go through this whole process of mm-hmm. trying to do that whole bullshit. Like, whereas if you had already agreed from the very get-go, you don't have to go through all those legal fees of facing each other and ruining whatever semblance of.
Do you know, like with a prenup, could you agree to do 50-50 on the prenup?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole point of a prenup is you can agree to do whatever the hell you want. You know, like you guys make a decision on what is like, okay, if this marriage goes shits up, what are we going to do?
Right.
And how are things going to go?
Right.
Whereas if you don't do that, the government's like, just give them the 50-50, give them whatever standard bullshit. We don't
care. Make them pay for it all,
like,
though.
You know, and then if they don't like it, make them pay for the whole bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, like why would you want that? Like, it's a bad business. Like, yes, it's a marriage, but it's a lawful thing. So it's mm-hmm. a bad business decision to just go into it blind.
Yeah.
And too many people do.
I think prenups are a great topic even to discuss because there's a lot of stigma around them.
Yeah, like even think, like she even got to have the whole add the cheating clause. Like you don't have a cheating clause in freaking normal government thing.
Yeah,
you
know,
like stuff like that. Like they don't care. They don't care how your marriage dissolves. They're just like, yeah, do this. You know, but like with prenups, you can choose like, okay, if this happens, this happens, this happens, what happens? You know, like these things are important. Like these are things that, and the fact like it sounds like he was treating it not from a place of like, oh, she's a gold digger, because he literally said, oh, I got the lawyer and asked him, what do you recommend for a prenup? And then he's like, this, and he's like, cool, that.
But you also, I didn't really like that.
Whereas she went like, I want these specific things.
Yeah.
You know, where he was like, all right, just go ahead and tell me what I should have.
Yeah. What I didn't like was that, you know, he kind of asked her while she was drunk and then took that as her word.
Yeah, but then he said he checked with her in.
No, because he proposed and then checked.
Yeah.
And then he said he would talk about all these before he proposed.
But I thought he was saying that he checked after he proposed and she was still fine with it. And then he's like, okay. And then 4 to 5 months later, he's like, yo, I want to do this before we get married. You good with that?
I think it was before he proposed.
So like he being like that. Double checking again. It sounded like from the story, I thought he checked 3 times.
Okay, so she gets drunk and asks why I haven't proposed after she said she would sign anything. And 1 month after that, I popped the question.
So he did ask already.
But that was while they were drunk.
No, he asked before she was drunk. And
Well, but then the conversation was never had.
And then, so like, he initially talked about her prenup before she was even drunk.
Yeah.
And then they talked about it again when she was drunk. And
but
then
when she was drunk, she was like, I'll sign anything, you know?
Yeah, that, yeah, which that's when false, it's a bit iffy. Of. But the thing is, the saving grace I'd give him is he's already asked before she was drunk.
Yes.
You know? So she had already like been like, yes, that's fine with me. You know? And then she was then, while she's like, why have you still not done? He's like, yo, we need to... I want to have this. But he was already planning a proposal. And then he checked again a third time. Be like, and then she's like, what do you mean?
Yeah, like I said, I think this whole topic of prenups is still a huge stigma, because obviously a lot of our, you know, parents don't have these kind of things.
And that's how a lot of them got screwed over when they divorced.
A lot. And then I don't know how that passed on, because a lot of, you know, married millennials still don't really do that. A lot of even our generation doesn't really want to get married, but yeah. You know, who can afford a marriage?
But people are getting smarter, to be honest. A lot, yeah, more 100%, people, like, you 100%. Do see prenups have definitely gone up a lot. Like a lot of, like, marriage lawyers, I saw like a whole thing about them saying like, oh yeah, people have gotten a lot smarter, and a lot of people are doing prenups now, because it's just like people are realizing that, because like one thing I always say, like, assuming, like, you know, like, people always go like, oh, the woman's gold digger, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Like, assuming she's not a gold digger and she's against prenups, the thing is I would ask you is, like, you are assuming that you may not be the successful one. Like, there is always a scenario in which the woman is the person who carries the family. So if you split up, that bum that didn't help you at all gets half your shit.
I laugh when you say this. Always, because I'm like, oh, what a silly, goofy cop out. But I know lots of instances of women being the successful.
We know the biggest
winners,
one,
you know,
Bella Porch. She got screwed over because of, like, that. She got married to a guy who did nothing for her.
Yeah,
and then he took half of her millions.
Yeah,
straight up.
But I think, to be fair, I think that is rare. I think a lot of people don't end up with that level of fame success. But I just mean in general, like, you know, your middle class kind of, like, whatever people,
especially in today's day and age, women are doing a lot
hard. Like, women are working hard for their own things, and, like, you know, providing for themselves, and
they're carrying the family on the back, and next thing you know, you guys split up,
the man gets half,
the guy gets half of your shit too.
It's like, the guy who was never present,
you know, like, it's crazy. So you, like, it's not about, like, man, woman, gold digger, this. It's like, yo, you need to be smart about what the hell is going to happen in the worst case scenario, and how do we sort that out?
Just funny that you mentioned this, because this just brought a flashback to, like, oh, you know, the men worrying about the gold diggers barely have like £100 in their, like, bank accounts,
literally.
And this is the same kind of thing of, like, you know, men wanting to write a prenup when, like, they should, but it's usually like they're, you know, they
it's the woman. Anything, it's the woman, like, that has everything. She's like, oh yeah, you know, you've been living off in my couch for like God knows how long now. You've been doing fuck all.
Yeah,
you know.
But then I guess women are seeing it as like, oh, like, you know, why does it just feels like mind games almost.
Yeah, that's why you need
it's so goofy.
You need to see it as a contract and just as a business thing.
I agree. I think
you shouldn't be looking at it as in like, oh, if they need this, they don't love me. No, it's like, hey, this, like. Because let's be honest, it wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the fact that we have to go to the government and sign a document to tie us together. If that didn't exist, then prenups wouldn't need to exist.
Yes.
But because the freaking document is a government document, you should treat it as a government. Like, we don't work on it. There's no government document that you ever put in front of yourself and you're just like... you know, you read that motherfucker. Like,
obviously.
You know, so why do people treat a marriage document that's from the government as it, like, what?
Because that's what they want, though, right? Is that not what the government want? Like, divorce is expensive.
Very
lawyers
expensive.
Make crazy money.
So much money.
That's what you want, though. That's why you, well, obviously you want people married. You want to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah.
As scary as little scary.
Yeah.
What am I trying to say?
Like, not as scary.
Not
as
scary.
Yeah.
At all. So that people get married, create families, you know, make it very easy to just push all under the rug. But I think we really delve into this. I think, like I said, this could be a topic. We could do some research on the marriage contract so we can let you guys know what's
involved. I'll just give you one last thing. It is easier to get married than it is to get divorced. Deep that. It is easier to get married than to get divorced.
It's very easy.
Very easy to get.
Very
you
easy.
Just sign the paper and you're married. If you want to get divorced, the leaps and bounds you have to go through is insane.
We might do that. I think we might have an episode on this. I think it'd be very interesting even for us to read, considering we might get married one day.
Really?
Yeah, so it's good for me to know my rights. Okay, on to the next story. My date was deliberately 45 minutes late to test my interest. My date tonight was 45 minutes late. Now, punctuality is not a huge red line for me personally. Things happen. She said her mom called unexpectedly and I had no issues. I had a drink and caught up on some messages because I'd had a busy day. The date went really well and we talked about a second, both agreed. I joked, will it be on time the next time? And she said, you know, I did that deliberately. Then she explained she does it regularly to see if the guy is truly interested or will get up and leave. I found this a bit bizarre and makes me wonder what other tricks she might have in store. Am I overthinking it?
Run far, far away from this woman. You do not need a woman this crazy in your life. Please, please run far away. Like, how can you say that with so much confidence?
At least lie.
At least stick to your lie.
Don't be like, I tested you.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you passed the test. She's going to test you a lot in your life.
Oh, yeah. Together. If this is a first date.
She doesn't even know you. She tested you. She doesn't even know you.
This is the first time y'all meet in person.
Yeah, she tested you. Imagine you're dating. She's going to get her sister to hit on you. She's going to do whatever the hell. You don't know.
Whatever it takes.
Every single interaction you have in your life, you have to question whether it's a test or not.
Yeah, I'd even deep that, you know, because like, I'm sure that this, most people don't usually do this, I'm no. going to assume. But like, you know, I would question her actions, reactions to so many different things. I'd be like, was this on purpose? Is she lying? No. Or is she lying?
No, like, honestly, I
trust.
Run away from this person. Like, we don't even need to delve deeper into this story. Guys, if you have ever met someone like this and you're like, run away from this person.
Like, how can you start building trust when this is the foundation?
There is no trust. She literally has no trust. Like, how can you? Like, someone who does that has no trust. She'll never have trust. She'll never grow trust. Mm-mm. It just, it actually just gets worse. But because she knows you more and more.
Yeah.
She knows you more and more. So she distrusts you more and more. Because she's like, oh my God, but I don't, how do I know he's not, how do I know? Because she cares about you more. So now she trusts you less.
It's like, oh, what if it just so happened that he was chill that day? But let me test him again in case he's not going to be okay.
And it just continues. Yeah, don't do that.
That's a little bit crazy.
A little.
That's never how but you know what? I think there are obviously like you need to test. Like, okay, but okay, listen, hear me out.
Maybe
in the sense that
maybe I don't need that prenup, guys. As in, like,
no, in the sense that, like, you need to test people in terms of like find out things about them, right? Not like disrespect them or in a negative way, but like testing like the waters. Do you get me?
Nicholas, toxic. Toxic.
Do you not agree?
No, why the hell are you testing people for?
No, but like, I test you sometimes.
I've been had. I've been bamboozled. I've been hoodwinked.
No?
No, I don't test you.
I know you don't, but sometimes, like, you know, like, you're like, oh, what are they gonna do in the situation, you know? But wait, I would never create like a fake scenario.
Oh my God.
I think, have I? I actually don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe women are the problem, guys.
I don't know. I would never disrespectfully do it, obviously. Like, I don't think I've ever disrespected you like that. But I would say I've, like, maybe, I don't know. I have, like, I've tested the waters in terms of, like, oh, what would he do if, like, you know, we bought this shared platter and is he going to share it with me or is he going to eat it all by himself? And you failed, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God, guys.
Oh, or what if I'm like, okay, I'm going to test him to see if he buys me flowers, you know, for my birthday. Or Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Is that not a test?
Guys, toxic.
I don't think so. I think I'm just trying to find out who the person is and like what their actions are like. And if I don't like them, I'm going to leave, right?
Okay. All right.
I think that's just how it is. Like,
talk about telling on yourself. You could have just told on yourself.
What you mean? You
talk about telling on yourself.
I didn't tell myself. Oh, I did. I will test the waters.
Okay, okay.
But I wouldn't say toxic.
Read the next story.
That's not fair. On to the last story of today. I found out that my wife was cheating on me for the first 6 years of being together. But we've been together for 12 years total. She says I'm overreacting and throwing away 12 years. So I had to use my wife's old spare phone when mine broke. And I found some 6-year-old dirty texts from some guy we went to school with. I confronted her and she said she slept with him one time about a year into our relationship. I pressed her and bluffed, saying I know there was more than that. So she slept with the guy a few times, which I can get over because we were young and just dating. But she stayed in contact with this guy, sending him nudes a few times a year for 6 years. We've been together 12. We have 2 small children and a high mortgage and really depend on each other.
Let me tell you one thing, brother. That was your first mistake, making yourself codependent. Chump move. Always only depend. You don't know what? English is not my first language. Do you know what? Do you know the only person you can depend on in this life? Yourself.
I hope you got that prenup ready. See, guys? You see, guys? She was testing the waters. He didn't have a prenup. Like
what? That is insane. She's like, you're overreacting. Bro, is
like, you're going to throw away 12 years?
You're going to throw away 5. For 6 of those, you were hardly with me. I was sure you was another guy.
And I didn't even know.
It might as well only be 6 years.
But isn't she throwing away 12 years? That's her. What? Like, she threw away 12 years.
That's insane. I don't, Okay, he slept with him. He's like, oh yeah, sure. If she slept with him only a few times, but she just sent him nudes like every single year.
But
like,
if he wouldn't have pressed her for it,
dude, oh, one time. Oh, okay, we can get over that. We can get over that. Yeah, one time in 12 years, you know. But you know that does show that like the longer you are with someone, the more you can get away with.
Yeah,
you get more, sure. You can forgive because people don't use the law of sunken cost. But guys, treat relationships like you treat a business. Sunken cost means it's gone. It's something that you can't get back. So you forget about it. You don't go, oh my God, we've been together for 12 years. No, you'd be like, 12 years is already lost. Let me not lose some more. Move on with my life.
100%. You know, 100%. Like, but there, like, I can agree with the, say, like, in the first, we were together for 12 years. And in the first, like, year, you, like, you know, got off with someone else. I'd just be like, oh. At the end of the day, a decade ago, we were very different people.
Yeah.
I'm in love with who you are.
Especially when you're younger and stuff like that. You can kind of forgive those things when you're younger. But obviously, like,
6 years. Half the relationship.
Yeah.
You're cheating on me for half the relationship.
That one is a little bit more. That's a little bit more hard to get over. Like, because it's like, not okay, you stop sleeping with him. But then you continue to send him nudes,
on
a yearly request, like a yearly thing. Like, you made it sound like it was a calendar reminder that it's like, oh, on this day, make sure you send Tom this.
What's up with that?
You know, like, that,
you know, like, cause if someone said like, oh, we've been dating for 2 months, but for a month of that, they just cheated on me.
Why are you with this man?
What?
Why are you with
this
person?
It's the same logic. Please.
Like, why are you with this person? Run away.
Just get out.
No, this one is. I think you have to leave.
But it's so hard with the 2 small kids and the mortgage.
The 2 kids, the mortgage, you're codependent. So I wouldn't advise you to leave. I think you have to just take this one on the chin.
Really?
I do think he has
to. Just forgive her.
Oh, no, you don't forgive it. Okay. But you have to take it on the chin. But
okay, so are you...
Like, you... It's the equivalent of someone taking poop, smearing it on your face, and you just have to go wash your face and do nothing to them and be like...
I'd rather shit in my hands and clap.
Like, you know, like, you're just like, I have to just take this and it's
but
okay.
But do you think that he should move on, pretend, and then try to find an exit? Like, get himself on his feet.
That would be the logical thing to do.
You know?
But it sounds like they're pretty... Type. Locked in
each other. Okay, then you can just find someone else and cheat on her for the next 6 years.
That's what I would say personally. Me, I like an eye for an eye. They said it makes the world blind. At least everyone's blind together. It's equal footing. So, like,
I get it.
I think you have to cheat. Like, I think you have to cheat. Not even, like, once. I mean multiple times.
For 6 years.
for as long as you want, to be honest. Let me not lie. Like,
so you cheated in the past 6 years, I'm gonna cheat these 6 years.
Like, you know, like, I think you have, like, I think he has to cheat. Like, there is, because it's not fair if she lets him go and like have someone else. She's like, okay, to make up, you go see. No.
I don't think she'd allow that. I think she goes so
that's
crazy.
What I'm saying. He has to cheat. He has to get his get back because it's because the sleeping a few times at the start is okay, but the continuous needs on a yearly clock makes no sense. Like, why? Like, what thrill did you get out of that? Like, what? No, you have no. You need to go cheat. But stay with her because you're codependent, but go cheat.
Yeah, but I feel like if she finds out, she'll make a really big mess of it because she'd be like,
but
for 6 years,
unlike her, be better at hiding
it. She'd be like, for 6 years, I was clean. I was all yours. I gave you my, best six years.
No, best. Bitch, your best 6 years was at the start when you were fucking the other guy. You're on your last.
Like, we have these two kids, I gave my life up for you. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, shut up.
She wouldn't take it well. And I feel like if he decided to and she caught him, it wouldn't end up well for him in terms of divorce and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. He has to be better than she was. Sly. Because she was dumb. Obviously, don't actually cheat, bro. I think you just have to. I do think he has to just take on the chin.
Really dead ass. So
just me personally, I'm getting my get back. But I'm saying, like, for actual advice, if I'm giving someone a get back. Anyway, moving on back to your man, as I was saying, for actual advice, he has to just take it on the chin.
I think it's
like he's in really hard. Only because he's codependent. But I think you have to take it on the chin.
Yeah.
But plan your exit.
Yes. Plan your exit. Not even just for yourself, like in terms of like of what happened, but I think do it because you see how hard it is to be codependent on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So you should want to get out of that for your own sake.
Yeah. Obviously, screenshot all those text messages, by the way. If
divorce, Mike.
Maybe try ask her again, record it so you can put it in.
Yeah, like, let me see it again.
Make sure you're not in a two-party state where you have to have their consent to record. So just try to.
It's like, oh, you know, if just for forgiveness, I want to see it again.
Yeah, just let me know.
Just want to go through it again.
Talk through everything with excruciating detail. Dates, if you have them. Timestamps
even. What were you feeling in this moment when you sent this?
You know? And then in the court of law, you're like, play.
Yeah, no, it's sticky. Work yourself.
You need to work yourself out of that situation, yeah. Sir. Sorry. But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you liked. You subscribed and you commented. You told your friends to go subscribe to Patreon, and you subscribe to Patreon, and then everything's good in your life from there. Obviously.
Blessings.
Blessings upon blessings.
Blessings upon blessings.
Yeah.
Till next time.
Peace.